You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our standing producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday. I saw quite low and I almost said Wednesday. It is Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, from our world headquarters studios of Civic Media in downtown Madison. Sun's out, a little chilly, but the sun is out. 30s, maybe low 40s in some places of Wisconsin today, and then perhaps 70 by the end of the weekend going into Monday. Some snow coming in, though, tomorrow night in the southern part of the state. Flurries, maybe they're calling it an inch of slushiness.
Gross.
An inch of slushiness. That never sounds good to me.
This is why I don't like spring.
I know. But anyway, spring is here. Spring is on its way. Big show today in hour number two. Have a little fun with What's Worse, an HVAC edition. Speaking of changing weather, what's worse, turning on the heat or turning on the air conditioning? So we'll talk about that in hour number two. Lots of serious news to get to, but we start out now, as we do on Tuesdays, Todd, not Wednesdays. He is the host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network, joining us as he works remotely today, the one, the only, you know him, you love him, Patrick Jerome Kreitlow.
How many Todd Albas does it take to change a light bulb? The answer, change. But you did it, man. You change. We made the change to Tuesday. We're almost there.
Lots of change in the air these days, by the way.
Yes. Somewhere there's got to be a Geico camel someplace saying Tuesday. And then well, all will be right with the world.
All will be right with the world. It's great to see you, Pat. It's great. Thanks for joining us. You're out in a beautiful Idaho checking out the Posse Comitatus. Is that right?
Or
is it the trade war of Wisconsin potato farmers versus Idaho potato farmers?
Yes. Yes, out here in potato country, where I don't think I've told the story on this show. If I did, it was a long, long time ago. Sorry if there was any internet hiccup there.
That's all good.
But we're in a part of the state that does still have what's called potato break or spud break, where the school districts shut down for 2 weeks in the fall so that kids can go help with the potato harvest.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes. In fact, last year sometime, I think, CBS Sunday Morning did a wonderful feature on it that I would highly recommend. If anybody doesn't believe me, look up Potato Break or Idaho Schools Spud Break, and you'll see what we're talking about. It's quite the slice of Americana here.
Yeah, I mean, back when I was in high school, we essentially got off the unofficial day at the farm kids, quote unquote, got Thursday off of County Fair Week, and then pretty much everybody got Friday off of County Fair Week. And so you always wanted to be a farm kid or in 4-H so you could take your animals in and enter them in the county fair. So I that's a part of rural Wisconsin, rural America, where that's still very, very important.
Yes, very much so. And in some school districts, it's almost a holiday at the gun deer season.
Yeah.
You know, that Friday or that Monday, they'll be like, well, there's nobody here anyway. Let's shut her down.
Might as well.
Yep.
Last to get to, Pat, this week, I just want to get your thoughts on this. Several places you could find it, Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin Public Radio on their site. And this comes to us from late yesterday afternoon from the great publication here in Madison, the Daily Cardinal. I don't even like to call it student journalism anymore. They're really journalists who happen to be students, because some of these folks are just really, really great reporters and great writers. Mm-hmm. This happens to come from Ella Hanley. I apologize. Headline, 13 UW-Madison visas terminated by U.S. government. Chancellor Mnuchin says it's not tied to, quote unquote, protest activity. this broke late yesterday afternoon. It's still really a fluid story. What we know so far from reporting is there were a total of 13 individuals, six who are current UW-Madison international students and seven alumni who are still here on what's called visa employment extensions, which were notified yesterday without notice that their visas had been, quote, immediately terminated and they were to leave the country with no grace period. Pat, this is something I know a little bit about, having been involved in immigration, but also student visas. But before we get into my take, I want your take on this breaking story.
Well, keep in mind as well that this is a national story. It started off as, you know, a local story out of Madison, and then you'd see another local report somewhere else in the country. And finally, folks kind of stitched it all together. And at last report that I saw, and it may be more than this by now, but we're talking at least 150 students at campuses around the country that have had their visas terminated immediately. They have to leave the country immediately, not at the end of their semester, mm-hmm. not at the end of the school year, not at the end of any special project they might be working on for their, you know, to become a, you know, a master's or anything like that. They have to leave immediately. None of them are known to be terrorists. None of them are known to be members of MS-13. So you are left with, and there's nobody that can tell me otherwise, you are left with a blend of racism and xenophobia as the only explanation why you would kick out immediately people who are trying to get an education, better themselves, take the experience of being in what used to be the greatest nation on earth and take it back to their home countries. And instead, we are sinking lower into the abyss that we have people in charge so jingoistic that they say, "You're whatever kind of foreigner you are, get out of our country." What the hell were these people thinking in saying, "Yep, let's cancel all these student visas"? I honestly don't know.
It would appear on the face of it so far that everything you said is true, and just add on that, and this has been said by others, that cruelty is part of the point here. I've known a lot of folks during my time at UW-Richland, at UW-Platteville, and you know this, Pat, whether it's in Eau Claire, maybe even to a higher degree, Rice Lake, these two-year colleges, where there are fewer minority folks that live in those cities in Wisconsin. These international programs aren't just a great opportunity for folks from other countries to come and get a good education in the UW system and enhance our communities. It's a great chance for us, you know, that in Wisconsin, who aren't particularly in small towns, don't have the opportunity to get to know someone on a personal level from another country, let alone another race, to grow within ourselves. And it just seems cruel what they are doing, what the Trump administration is doing here.
I would invoke, you know, my own wife, Sherry, who went to a very small high school in Manitowoc County. And yet that tiny high school had a foreign exchange student in there from Spain who lived with Sherry's family. He got to learn how a dairy farm operated. And years later, you know, we visited Spain to see the small business that he now, the family business that he took over. It was just a wonderful, you know, literal exchange of cultures and learning from one another, as everybody in that small Manitowoc County community did. And to say that this is not something we want anymore in this country is indicative of, in my mind, it's like testing the ice. Mm-hmm. Is the ice thick enough yet to go out on this? Because first it was gang members, you know, and then it was, you know, mistakenly rounding up people who, you know, weren't in a gang, but we didn't like their tattoos. And now we're doing students here on visas. At some point, where's the line? All right. In Wisconsin last week, we learned where's the line on Supreme Court. What can a billionaire do? Well, apparently when you get to like $20 million, some people get turned off by that. They're doing the same thing with this. Where's the line? If people don't get outraged about this, and sadly, most people won't get outraged by this, but what is the next step? What is the next step? And Todd, when is the point where I'm looking at this camera right now and I see two guys in badges showing up behind you and saying, "We've been told that you are being subversive and you are done"? And oh, spare me. People out there in the listening audience going, "Oh, there he goes. He's going off there." Really? Mm-hmm. Where's the line at this point? Where is the line?
I couldn't agree more. And I put this out on a couple of my social platforms last night, that between what we're seeing here in Madison, and you ever, like your point, well, it's someplace else. No, now this is, well, I don't know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know of any place where the Trump ICE entourage has quote-unquote disappeared, in other words, just took someone off the street. I don't know of any, I'm not aware of that in Wisconsin proper yet. I know at University of Minnesota, it happened last week. But here in Wisconsin now, it's canceling of legitimate, legal, international student visas. And I'm trying, this is from this Supreme Court decision late yesterday afternoon, which was kind of a complex and mixed bag, essentially telling the Trump administration, look, you have to give people due process before you can deport them into El Salvador, into this gulag type of dog kennel prison for humans. But we're going to allow you to continue to do it for now because you came to us in Washington, D.C. and not in Texas. Basically, you didn't follow the technical rules, and so you can still do it. But moving forward, please be more careful. Do I have that kind of about right, Pat?
Yeah, you basically do. And that's what happened when, again, with Donald Trump winning in 2016 without winning a majority of the popular vote, but winning the Electoral College, able to come in, appoint those three more Supreme Court justices. Don't forget the ones that were stolen, you know, earlier from President Obama, and politicize the court to the point where something that would be much like the presidential immunity thing on its face. That Supreme Court should have immediately said, no, you do not have immunity. Instead, they dawdled for weeks to finally come up and say, well, if, like Nixon said, if the president, you know, does it, it's not a crime. Right. And we're seeing that play out in scenario after scenario, like this one here and like the one about pausing, another lower court order to rehire 16,000 federal probationary workers. Again, the U.S. Supreme Court is enabling this authoritarian time and time again already.
I want to go back to your point, Pat, earlier, that if you think this is just, that's too bad to be a brown person today. Think again. This is from Justice Sotomayor's dissent last night, yesterday afternoon, on the Supreme Court's decision giving Trump the green light to keep disappearing people. This is a quote from Justice Sotomayor. Quote, the implication of the government's position is that not only non-citizens, but also United States citizens could be taken off the streets, forced onto planes, and confined to foreign prisons with no opportunity for redress if judicial review is denied unlawfully before removal. History is no stranger to such lawless regimes, but this nation's system of laws is designed to prevent, not enable, their rise. Absolutely chilling. From Justice Sotomayor. Talk more about this with Pat Kreitlow on the other side. And as they said, the Jeffersons were moving on up or down. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
The Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 12 noon. A classic song, the theme song from the Jeffersons. And we are joined now by the one, the only, the ice skating champion of Lake Wissota and the host of Up North News Radio from 6 until 8 for now. But soon, he's moving on up or extending his time slot from 6 until 9. And I love this because now I get to say the new show called Mornings with a conveniently named Pat Kreitlow.
Well, how long have you waited to turn that around on me?
Long time. Congratulations, Patrick. Congratulations.
For folks who are not early risers and do not know that when Todd makes his appearance Wednesday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio, I tend to introduce it with coming up next, Todd Alba of the conveniently named Todd Alba Show, thinking that my show's never going to change its title. And now it is.
And now
so,
it is.
So how convenient for me.
No, this is fantastic because you're going to be on more stations across the network, basically every place but Madison and Green Bay.
More of me to go around, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And so six, for now, we're all in our same time slot, but on or about, that's the phrase that's going around, on or about Wednesday the 23rd, will be changing, and we're having an extended morning show with you, and it's going to be you. Well, explain the premise of a couple of these changes, Pat.
Well, I don't know what I'm at liberty to really discuss here.
I've been told we can all talk about it, so that's what I'm doing.
What is still under wraps, so, I mean, I haven't even announced this on my show
yet.
You're over here breaking my news for me.
I'm sorry. I was told we could talk about it.
I'm busy trying to make all the preparations so that the new morning show has this nice, smooth launch that nobody knows about
until
the proper time. And Todd says the proper time is now. You will talk about it now.
Zomers,
so we're gonna talk about it.
Not even as Zomers is my witness. I actually went to one of the meetings and did I not ask, so we're at liberty to talk about this new schedule openly? And I was told yes. Is that correct?
You actually clarified twice.
Thank you. So I have a witness.
So you are at liberty to do that.
All right, well, I'll shut up about it. I'll let you give the details.
No. I here's the details. I'll be on from 6 until 9 instead of 6 until 8, 5 days a week. A couple of more markets here in Wisconsin being added to the roster, which is, again, I very much appreciate that. I appreciate everything about Civic Media doing this in partnership with my official boss, Courier Newsroom, which owns Up North News. Mm-hmm. So we still have this wonderful partnership. It's just that for years, we really wanted to talk about Up North News and put the focus on Up North News. It was a new product 5 years ago, 2.5 years ago when we started the radio show. So we really needed to build up its identity, and we feel like it's at a point now where when we talked about all these new shows and, you know, the discussion turned to, you know, show titles, people not named Pat Kreitlow thought it would be a good idea to put Pat Kreitlow in the job title. And trust me, this is about the only conversation I will ever have where I don't appear to be the most egotistical one in the room, but that was not my idea.
There were the votes were came in, and it was one voter, and Pat said, "Let's call it morning the Pat Kreitlow." Because you're talking
again,
to the entire state, and that's fantastic.
Yes, and it is. It's a wonderful honor that we've been given here, Todd. It, you know, whatever our time slot that we have this platform. All across Wisconsin, it would be enough to have, you know, just a show in the Chippewa Valley or Madison or Richland Center. But the fact that we go out anywhere from 7 to 11 stations, depending on the shows and things like that, go out to, you know, basically an entire statewide network is a wonderful thing. And I don't mean, again, it's not an ego thing. Mm. It means that the unique programming that we're doing, the unique character of your show, and you are a unique character, I'll tell you. But the things that you talk about were not getting talked about anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And you still get to do that. I still get to do that. You know, we are lucky young men here. And I appreciate the opportunity, whatever time slot it happens to be. I thought maybe they'd ask about, you know, any of the other time slots. And then they said, wait, what's the business model of Pat's show? Oh, yeah, I'm up this early to pee anyway because I'm old now. I may as well get paid for it. And so they decided to keep him at 6 a.m. So here I am.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And I know we goof around a lot, good-naturedly. We have a lot of fun. But let me just say this for a moment for everybody. One of the great joys and pleasures of coming to this network over 2.5 years ago now is working with somebody like Pat, who A, has a lot of experience in terms of journalism, being on WEAU, being in radio, and then also having been a state legislator in the state Senate, having lived in an area like northern Wisconsin, and putting all of that expertise as a broadcaster and a journalist into just a hell of a show that's also enjoyable and fun to listen to. I couldn't be more thrilled for you, and congratulations.
You know, there are hostages who read the notes handed to them by their captors, read them with more authenticity than that. I tell you, I don't know who handed that script to read. Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Congratulations. I think it's fantastic and look forward to hearing it. A couple more minutes left. I just wanted to follow up a little bit on this story. We were talking about what these 13 UW-Madison folks who had their visas terminated yesterday were being told now by the Chancellor at Madison and others. This had nothing to do with political affiliation. I'm going to be very fascinated to see what country these folks were from and the situation around this, because to our earlier point, you know, have foreign student visas ever been terminated? The answer is yes. But generally, it's the exception, not the rule. And don't forget, as a secondary footnote, these folks are on average are paying $15,000 a year more to come here than anyone else.
Yeah. I mean, these things only usually get invalidated if you've joined in with the guys who are bringing the horse into the dean's office, you know, right. as part of some kind of a prank. Not for merely existing because whatever you want to call Donald Trump, I'm just going to leave it there, has come into office and said, we don't like you people. You have to leave. It is as anti-American as values get what this man has. Mm-hmm. But enough people decided that the price of eggs was a little bit off to let him run amok with something that is just incredibly dark and just takes our image across the world and sinks it even deeper.
Yeah, it's definitely disturbing and sad. Two things you will not find in the morning with Pat Kreitlow. Up North News Radio until for more or less 2.5 weeks, and then be 6 to 8 with Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat, you're amazing. Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right. Have a great day.
Yep. Stay tuned for an agricultural update next, and then come on back with a little bit more news. It's the All Ball Show and Civic Media. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back. A lot of fun, by the way. 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. All ball along with Zomers on the board. Let me tell you something. If you're not watching or listening to the show on the stream, you're missing out. So dial us up on Facebook and Twitter and X and
YouTube.
On the Civic Media YouTube, we still go to the Todd Allball Show page on Facebook, right?
Yes.
And then also on the Civic Media Facebook page, because I guess it's come to be known as the secret show. Now, there's no big secret about it, you understand. We just leave the cameras on and the mics open, and you get to see what we do during the commercial breaks. And I do it because if I were you, I would find it entertaining. Not because I think me personally is entertaining, but as a person that likes media, I like to know a little bit behind the curtain what goes on.
Oh, me too. Behind the scenes of film and all that
so
stuff is the coolest.
That's why we choose to just be transparent about everything. And you'll find out that I'm very similar behind off the air that I have on the air. It's pretty much the same person. And so during the break, we were talking back and forth, and literally things, not because it was swearing, but things that we said on the stream that I'm not allowed to say on the air. I wanted to come back. We call it bumper music in the business, as they say. I wanted to come back with bumper music. Can I hum it?
Sure. Probably.
Da-da-da-da-da. I'll just put that out there. Da-da-da-da-da. And usually there's basketballs, you know. And Zomer says, I don't think we could do that anymore. And so we had a big discussion, which I found a lot of fun. And so anyway, and Tony Zimmerman, our great, he makes all of our reels. He's our social media guy. I don't know what anybody's title is, by the way, but I'll just call him the great Tony Zimmerman. A new father, that's what he is. And he says that was fantastic. It was almost entirely legal things, he said. So if you want to find out legal things that we cannot say on the broadcast show, tune in on the stream show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, all those things. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, Zimmerman says, I think the cops are showing up for Todd because of the parking tickets.
Yeah, that was earlier when Pat was talking about the cops showing up.
I haven't had one in a while. Very proud of that. So I'm park it ticket free right now. And the reason I know that is because I was able to renew my license plate.
You didn't have to go in and pay any fines.
Right. Sometimes when I go to renew the license plate, it says you have to first pay this ticket or whatever. But nope, I'm all up to date.
I'm 100% street legal, as they say. All right, well, the reason I wanted to come in with that music, and we couldn't, is that the big national championship men's basketball game was last night on CBS, and I dialed it up, and it looked like for a while that Houston was just going to run away with it. They were ahead by 12 points, I think, at one point. But then the Florida Gators chomped their way back and ended up winning it by a point, I believe, a point or two. It was a fantastic game. It was just a lot of fun. And many thanks to Pat Kreitlow for being on earlier. And apparently now, we had a Civic Media in-house pool. It wasn't so much a pool because you didn't have to pay into it. But there was like a $50 gift card or whatever on the line. I did not win. I placed like 23rd or something. Sad, bad, not glad, as Ken Lewis is fond of saying. But I believe a Petra in our company, who I do not know where she works. I'm sure she's a lovely person, got first. She won this, and apparently Kreitlow won in the Courier News Service room pool or whatever. So congratulations to Pat Kreitlow. But, of course, my favorite part of the national championship game every year is at the end they do a great video montage with the great Luther Vandross singing One Shining Moment. So we won't play the whole thing, but here last night, and, of course, it was surreal and a little odd because Greg Gumbel, the longtime wonderful host at CBS who passed away earlier this year, of course, obviously not there. And so it was Wisconsin's own Ernie Johnson, who normally works on TNT but crosses over to CBS for the tournament every year. Ernie Johnson introduced it. Here is a little bit of the first part of One Shining Moment from last night.
It is a basketball party like no other.
There's nothing like it for me. Rivals only Christmas.
Never gets old. This place is rocking.
This is why we do this every March.
The madness is upon us.
It's going down right now.
The ball is tipped, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. And all the years, no one knows just how hard you work.
This is where dreams are made.
The flag show!
One shining moment, it's all on the line.
We got you, buddy.
In one shining moment, they're frozen in time.
McNeese! CBS's One Shining Moment, a portion of that, the first part last night, gives me goosebumps every year to watch it. And I appreciate that kind of stuff so well. I've enjoyed working on projects like that over the years in radio and TV. And when you could get it just right and time up the announcer or the video clip to the music and make it just work in sync, it's really cool. And it's a lot of fun. And that takes a lot of work by a group of people to put that together every year. So many thanks and congrats to all the editors and producers and camera and sound people behind the stage, pardon me, at CBS, who put together One Shining Moment. Of course, it was the Florida Gators over the Houston Cougars. And speaking of longtime broadcast, Jim Nantz, who did the game for a year, who did basketball on CBS for years and years and years, he still does golf, but now he is retired from broadcasting on the basketball side. He is a graduate of UW Houston, Todd, of the University of Houston. And he said last night that he did like 90-some playoff NCAA games and or about 90-some Final Four games, 100-some playoff games. Anyway, he said sitting in the stands as a fan is much more agonizing and difficult than being a broadcaster calling the game. And I found that fascinating. And I relate, I've talked about this a little bit before. I'm no Jim Nantz. I wouldn't make a hangnail on Jim Nantz's little toe. But from my broadcasting experience calling games at UW Platteville, I get it. Because when you're a broadcaster, you have to try to stay focused. It's kind of like election night, right? You have to bring a professionalism and a focus and try to put your personal biases and emotions aside to put forth a good product on the air. But when you're a fan and you're not on the air, you can just kind of let it loose and get absorbed in it. So anyway, it was a great broadcast. Bill Rafferty, the analyst, great. He is a national treasure. Iron Eagle also a great job as well last night. Everybody who Charles Barkley. I mean, who's better than Charles Barkley on the desk? the analysis, absolutely fantastic. And the women's side, it was UConn, I believe, over the South Carolina Gamecocks. And UConn, the winningest women's program now in women's NCAA basketball history. So anyway, once again, we're done with college basketball now, pretty much all major college sports. Now we turn to the Brewers on the professional side. The Brewers get back underway tonight. They are out at Colorado, taking on the Colorado Rockies. The Brewers, you can hear it over several stations across Civic Media starting at 7:05 tonight on WRCE and Richland Center, ISS and Oshkosh, RJN Racine Kenosha, CQM in Park Falls, and now on BZH, the Buzz of the North, in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Brewers broadcast tonight, 7:05. They are in Colorado for a three-game series. So best of luck to them on that. It is 43 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday. As we said earlier, lots of news to get to today. I want to start with something that's going a little under the radar, but I think it's really important, and it shows in part where we're at right now in this country with this administration. On Anderson Cooper, or Cooper AC360, I guess the program is called on CNN. Anderson Cooper talked about this scrubbing of history in our national park system. And this is just one sliver of this kind of stuff that's been happening. I want to pick this up. I want you to hear it, Anderson Cooper's words, because he does a great job of synopsizing. Is that a word?
Summarizing, I guess.
I guess he does a great job talking about it. Here's Anderson Cooper on the scrubbing of history at our national parks.
We've been reporting for months now on the Trump administration's efforts to rewrite American history, apparently as part of their mandate to eliminate all references and efforts related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, which the president, as you know, signed an executive order against on his first day in office. His administration has purged from a number of Department of Defense websites and other government sites specific references to the struggles and accomplishments of Black Americans, gay and lesbian and transgender Americans, and trailblazing women who fought for equality, among many other groups. In late March, President Trump took aim at our national parks and museums, specifically the Smithsonian, and signed another executive order, this one titled Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History. It reads in part, and I quote, "The Smithsonian Institution has in recent years come under the influence of a divisive, race-centered ideology." And the effort to whitewash American history now continues. The National Park Service, which has already removed the word transgender from its website discussing the history of the Stonewall Rebellion, they've even removed the letter T from LGBT. They now just say it's LGB. Anyway, we found out yesterday that they had rewritten the history of the Underground Railroad and Harriet Tubman.
Let's stop right there for a second. We'll go back just a couple of seconds. I want to stop and just explain that part of it for those that might not be familiar. What Anderson Cooper is talking there about Stonewall and Harvey Milk and what happened years and years ago in terms of making progress towards equality for LGBTQ plus community in this country. And taking, you know, Stonewall, that's a major, anybody knows anything about LGBTQ plus history in America knows that's very significant because it was an uprising and it was saying, look, people aren't going to hide in the closet. They're going to be free to be who they really are. And remember, it was a Republican governor in Wisconsin, Lee Sherman Dreyfus, a Republican governor who signed the legislation that was passed by a democratically controlled legislature in Wisconsin that was the first state in America that said you cannot be fired from a job or you can't be discriminated against in being hired for a job because of if you're LGBTQ+. It was a historic moment of bipartisanship, and Wisconsin led the way in that. And now the Trump administration wants to erase that history. So that's that part of it. Let's continue on. Here's Anderson Cooper last night. Now he moves on to the Harriet Tubman part of it. Here we go.
This is what the webpage from the National Park Service on the Underground Railroad originally looked like, leading with a photo and quote by Harriet Tubman and an opening line that read, and I quote, "The Underground Railroad, the resistance to enslavement through escape and flight through the end of the Civil War, refers to the efforts of enslaved African Americans to gain their freedom by escaping bondage. So that's what it was before they changed it. It then became this. Gone were the photo and quote from Harriet Tubman. In their place, images of U.S. Postal Service commemorative stamps that highlight, quote, black-white cooperation. Also gone, any reference to enslavement or slavery or enslaved people in the opening line. The story was first reported by the Washington Post yesterday, and other outlets took notice, including CNN. One historian we spoke to called the omissions offensive and absurd. The Washington Post also found that edits on dozens of other National Park Service webpages since Trump's inauguration had, quote, softened descriptions of some of the most shameful moments of the nation's past. That included the website for the Little Rock Central High School National Historic Site in Arkansas. Now, in 1957, nine incredibly brave black students known as the Little Rock Nine were to be the first to integrate this all-white school, facing an angry white mob and Arkansas National Guardsmen actually blocking their entrance. Once they finally did get inside, they were beaten, spat at, spat on, endured racist verbal attacks. And yet, according to the Washington Post, six different web pages that said they opened doors for, quote, equality and education around the world were edited to remove the word equality. One of the surviving Little Rock Nine members is Elizabeth Eckford. That's her in the middle of a photo being screamed at by white students. When asked about
Anderson Cooper last night, we're just running up against the clock here a little bit, but that was at Anderson Cooper last night. I want to come back and talk about this erasure of history in American institutions. By the way, as of this morning, the National Park Service restored those photos and that accurate history of Harriet Tubman. Wow, isn't that odd? When the light gets shined, things do change. Come back, take your calls. 855-752-4842 is the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News will be back at hour 2. Little fun and games for you. What's worse for today, Zombers? Turning on the heat or turning on the air? I'll talk about that coming up in hour number 2, as April is kind of that time of year where it could be 75, 80, or it could be 25. So it's a swing month as it is. Talking a little bit about what's going on in the news at this hour, and before the break there, played you some of Anderson Cooper from last night at AC360. The fact that the National Park Service, under the direction of Donald J. Trump, trying to scrub American history. Dana Carvey, the great comedian, in his character, the church lady, she might say, well, how convenient. The Trump administration is simple, because what they replace it with, I think later on in the clip, we didn't hear all of it there because my timing was bad, but Cooper puts on there that they've replaced it with some of these articles with words where the truth is there, i.e., hey, America has some dark history. Black people were enslaved. Black people have had fewer rights. That's just a fact in this country. Joe Biden calls it our original sin. Others have too. But now the Trump administration is going into these federal agencies and saying, yeah, we don't like that. We don't like having that truth out there. It's not a good narrative for us. So they're scrubbing that and putting in phrases and sentences like the Underground Railroad showed cooperation between white and black people. Which on just, you know, in a larger context, that's not untrue. The Underground Railroad was a mixture of people and Americans. There were white Americans, certainly, that helped in the Underground Railroad and supported that in the North. But you can't just say that. There's a lot more to it.
Just saying that is DEI. It's right. wanting white people right. to be right. included.
Right.
In something that's about black people.
And not to put Harriet Tubman as one of the great national heroes in this country at the forefront is an injustice and simply is not true. She was. And you'll recall that it was all lined up that Harriet Tubman was going to replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill. And we forget this, of course, because and it was actually Pat Kreitlow who reminded me of this before we went on the air at the top of the show. That it was Trump's first term because, you know, something called COVID happened. So we kind of forget a lot of the other things that happened during the first Trump administration. But that was one of the first things that Trump did in the first go around was say, yeah, we're not putting Harriet Tubman on any sort of money here. So he undid that and left Andrew Jackson on, which has a mixed record at best. On slavery and civil rights. Not even a mixed record, to be fair. So now Trump going in and his... And remember, this is... We laid this out in the fall. And now here we are in real time seeing it happen. I remember having shows last summer and fall where we said, look, I understand that folks are saying, well, he wasn't so bad in the first term. He's just saying a lot of this stuff. It's not going to happen. And people like me, not because I'm a wise guy or smarter than anybody else, but just because I was a former Republican, left in 2011, long before Trump, and I know how these people think and work. And there were folks like me and several others that said, yeah, wait, you had guys like Reince Priebus, former Wisconsin Republican Party chair. You had people like John Kelly, decorated military general. You had people like General Milley, decorated American hero, around Donald Trump in Trump 1.0. So when he got wacky ideas like scrubbing American history or shooting peaceful protesters in the knees via the military, they said, hang on, Don, you can't do it. And he said, fine. And we said last fall, but if there is a Trump 2.0, he ain't going to have those people around him. He learned his lesson. And of course, that's exactly what happened. So now there is no leash on the bulldog, no leash on the pit bull. And he's free to roam figuratively up and down American neighborhoods, creating chaos. And that's why we're seeing things that we're seeing now, everything from the ruining of the American economy. We might play it in hour two. In fact, we will. Zomer's helping old guy remember to play this in hour two. There's a cut of the new prime minister of Canada talking about taking it to Americans. Did we ever think that we would see this in our lifetime? You know, Hugo Chavez, sure we expect that. Mikhail Gorbachev, sure we expect that. President Xi, sure we expect that in China. Saying bad things about Americans. But did you ever think in your lifetime we'd have a chief executive in Donald Trump, a guy like Trump, who creates our number one enemy as Canadians? I mean, it's laughable if it wasn't true.
Arguably our number one ally last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about that. Play a little What's Worse for you and check on the markets. Not great. Come on back. It's hour number two. It's the Todd Allball Show. It's Summers. And you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.